This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day started, let's start it the best way possible by some time with God. Imagine the God of this universe is waiting to spend time with you. And just get your mind around that. God, who has enough power to create everything that is. God, who is everywhere, he is waiting to spend time with you. He is able to focus on you even while he's focusing on every other person in the world. He's not distracted by all the noise of people praying everywhere, of people listening to him, reading the Bible. No, he is able to focus on you. And that is what he's doing right now. So why don't you stop and focus on him as well as we read from the Bible? We're reading Jesus' last words to his disciples as he taught them to live life without him and prepared them for his departure from earth. He said, "Now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." At the thought of my departure, that is. But Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." This is one of the Holy Spirit's roles in this world, is not only within our hearts and lives as Christians, but to convict and convince the world in these three areas: sin and righteousness and judgment. And Jesus goes on to explain a little concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. You see, a person will not turn to Jesus Christ to be saved unless they feel that they need to be saved. They won't turn to God for help unless they know they need help. And most people know that things are not right in their lives, but they don't know why. And one of God's roles through us is to help people understand that it's the sin in our lives. It's the ways we have offended God that breaks our relationship with him. And God wants to, through the Holy Spirit, use you to help people understand what the real problem in their life is. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me. Jesus is not going to be there anymore. Right now, everyone can look at him and see what a pure, righteous life is like and realize, man, I am so far short of that. And Jesus says, "I'm not going to be here anymore, but the Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning righteousness, will challenge people about the right way to live, will sharpen their consciences so that they know, man, I'm falling short of God's standards. I need help." And, he says, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. God wants people to know that there is a big problem between them and him. And that is that one day they're going to die and they're going to stand before the judge of the universe and give an account for their lives. And our lives fall so short of his standards. When we face his judgment, there'll be no hope for us. There's no way that we can meet up to God's expectations. And so unless God does something for us, we're all in bad shape. Well, it's so good God has done something for us. Allow God to use you to help people understand these great truths of life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.